4 RMM mobile and monitoring.
RMM KB4 CBA. Good afternoon.
David, how you feeling?
I used to say I'm feeling with my fingers.
Man, you're the only other one that I've had an elderly family member say to me. My mother-in-law, God rest her soul, I asked her how she feels. She replied, with my hands.
Dude, I mean, you know. Anyway, my grandmother had all kinds of funny things to say, so I got my craziness from her.
Good company. I proudly wear my crazy patch, you know, proudly on my shoulder. But at least I know it.
I should wear some kind of warning or something, you know, a badge or something, you know, that says, you know, this dude is crazy. Don't approach with caution or something.
Unless I'm drastically mistaken, I think most crazy people are the happy ones.
Say, ignorance is bliss.
Bliss.
I'm not too far away from ignorance, so, anyway. I told my wife last night, I said, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but not a lot about many things. Few things, but not much.
I specialized in generalism.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Preach.
Into the choir, so. As they say. As we used to say in church, but anyway. Me. I used to probably talk too much to my choir, but when I was directing, but I directed for 40 years, and sometimes I get that look from my wife, and so I learned not to look at her when we were in choir practice, because sometimes I'd get off chasing a rabbit or something, as we like to say, and but anyway. It was usually something helpful for them, and yeah, I tried to waste their time because, after all, it was a volunteer group.
First choirs, as I know them to be, I was once a tenor in my Presbyterian church choir for about 3 years and enjoyed it very much. I was also in the chamber choir at Eastside. Under the direction of Jane Harden. That was a fun experience.
I'm jealous because I went to Eastside. I graduated from Eastside, but I was there the year it opened. That tells you how old I am. And I was the last person, my class was the last to have a junior high ninth grade, and I went to Northwood, and that was the last year they had a ninth grade, and then it went to change to middle school, and then I went to Eastside. We didn't have a chamber choir, so hey, I'm a little jealous. I was going to Wade Hampton, and they had a choir. I don't think they call it the chamber choir, but I can't remember the guy that directed it. He just recently passed away, but I don't think the audition group had made it. And we were actually rehearsing in the summer, getting ready for school, and then I got a letter 2 weeks before school started, and I was transferred to Eastside. back in the day. It's interesting. I was on Google Earth last night, and I looked at Eastside High School, and I was going to look at it. Wanted to see its baseball field and football field, and looks to me like they got a pretty nice football field now, and they have a really vibrant Eagle's head logo, at the 50-yard line. It's a good 12 or 14 yards wide. It's very, very visible. I don't know if that field is actual grass or if that's that field turf stuff.
Hey, I just know that we voted on all that stuff. See, it's puzzled me that you have and 750 other people that have the colors, the eagle, everything that Eastside is what we decided, what we voted on. The first year, that it was us, and we got to do that. Some good came of it, but I was in the band also. I was in the chorus of the band. I was in all-state band. The sad thing is, I had a great band director at Wade Hampton went for me. And I was in the chorus and that special choir at Wade Hampton. And Wade Hampton was a real, they were at the top of their game back then. I don't know what they're considered now, but their football team and their academics and all, they were academically at the top of their game, and it was a great school to get to. Eastside, not so much. My band director was an alcoholic at Eastside, so needless to say, that's really all I need to say. I mean, you can figure out the rest.
Well, it is what it is, but I for one sincerely thank you for your contributions to the school colors and the mascot, because I really dig the blue and gold with white trim. That's one of my favorite color combinations, and the eagle is by far my favorite mascot. I'm a lifelong Philadelphia Eagles fan. I'm a proud alumnus of the Eastside Eagles, and I am also a proud alumnus of Auburn University, whose battle cry is War Eagle.
I think we made a good choice. I mean, the bald eagle is our, I guess, the American mascot of America and symbolism of freedom and all that. So I think we made a good choice there.
Choice. The eagle is our national bird, symbol of strength, independence, and majesty, apex predator. You may already know this, but back to Auburn, the eagle's not Auburn's mascot. If you're referring to Auburn, any of Auburn's athletic teams, you're saying it's the Auburn Tigers. But an interesting story that I won't have time to go into here. Verbal exchange when one alumnus meets another is War Eagle.
Well, I guess that started sometime after. After I was there, I was listening about her siren, but I'm mistaken. But anyway, funny story, I was the choral director at the time. Had to teach another class, and I forget what class it was, and he was taking some cold medicine. It had a lot of alcohol in it, and he was writing on the board with chalk. That's what they did back then when I was in school. And he dropped the chalk, and he said, my gosh, the chalk is changing colors on me. And we were all just laughing. He was a little high.
Yeah, I'd say he's had his quota of alcohol for that day, if that's what he's seeing. Reminds me of a CD I had of a Rat Pack show from 1962. I think it was Dean Martin who was up there cracking jokes, and he said, you know you're drunk when you're holding onto the floor for dear life.
You know, he had his own show, and a lot of people swore he was drunk on his show, but I saw a special on him, and you know, he never, golly, just pulled right out in front of me. I missed her about an inch. He just acted like he was drunk, and he was really funny, and yeah, I remember the Rat Pack. I can't remember who all was in it, but let's see, Frank Sinatra comes to mind, but I can't think of who else.
Round out the Rat Pack, you had, of course, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and Peter Lawford. During their career, though, or at some point, there was a big falling out between Frank Sinatra and Peter Lawford. I don't know what exact details were over that. It's probably Marilyn Monroe. Hey, David, I'm here at the Y and for my workout, so I'm going to have to be 73 and clear at this time. But as always, I've enjoyed talking with you. KO4RMM, 73 and clear.
Well, yeah, enjoy the ride along. I've got about a mile to go, and I'll be there. Worked out good. You have a good afternoon. KO4RMM, KP4CBA, clear.